And here we are with April month, full swing. We've got so much happening because we've got dragons in play. And if you're curious of what that means and if it means anything to you, well, spoiler alert, yes, it does. Dragons are special, and this April month is no exception. So let's dive in and get right to the facts on what you can expect this April month.
I just want to give people a place to go to get information. I want them to enjoy learning about qi and how it's easy to learn about it and affect change in your own life. So Qi Pro is here for the curious seekers and for the professionals looking to get ahead. It's the bottom line. I want to empower people with information because the one thing that can't be taken from you is your knowledge.
Well, let me tell you, Game of Thrones has nothing on this month because we're in for quite the ride. So actually, tell me something. Did you watch Game of Thrones? I know I did, and I had a favorite in there. And yes, it was the dragon part. I love that whole scenario. But anyway, let's stay on track with feng shui and astrology for this April month. So April 4th began a month of something called Wu Chen. Wu is yang earth, Chen is dragon. It's a very intense and determined energetic dragon that's going to lead this month. The challenge is it directly challenges the 2024 dragon leading the year. So we've got two dragons in play. And I got to be honest, challenge isn't quite the right word. I'd be okay if it was, because challenge really signifies change. The problem is April isn't about change. It's about penalties. We want change, but we're not going to get it. So what does a penalty look like? Why do I bring this word into your vocabulary? Well, when two dragons eye each other up, like they're doing this April month with the 2024 year, they activate something called a self-penalty. Now, technically speaking, a self-penalty is when we cause our own issues, and it's most often refers to an interaction in your astrological chart, okay, when we're doing an astrology reading, and it's to do with your actions causing your own issue. Here's the thing. Unfortunately, in 2024, it applies to April month with the feng shui, with our actions, with pretty much everything, okay? So this, how this self-penalty will play out is we will see the aftermath of stupid, and I've got to use that word, I rarely use that word, but stupid decisions made by warring world leaders as the people they've affected are punished, literally through their leadership decisions, right? People are going to be penalized. It's not their fault. But the problem has arisen by other people. They've caused this. It's horrendous. I'm not going to use another word. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not good. It's not the people's fault. They are simply caught in the crosshairs of it all. Now, I've warned about this. I've been talking about it a couple of times. So you've heard me say this. And I said we'd get to this horrible place. We're here. The famine issue will reach a catastrophic point, and there's no quick fix to this. There just isn't. Logically, even if we could end the wars literally tomorrow, it will take weeks to sort the food supplies, and those effective don't have weeks. A self-penalty is one of the worst situations we can encounter, and April is, in my opinion, the worst month of the year. Now, October will follow behind that as a second bad month, but it's going to be different because that's going to evoke some change and destroy some things and move them out of the way. This one is our tricky one. Add in the fact that this month is something called Fu Yin in Feng Shui. What that means is there's no change. Okay, when something's Fu Yin, it means there's no interaction of Yin and Yang. We need the interaction of Yin and Yang to affect change because that is the blend. That is the harmonizing of energies to create something new. When we don't create something new, we're stuck in the status quo. And that's where we are. Because for change, we need that interaction to occur. Now, we have a few months before this dynamically charged energy will actually occur. So we're here for a bit. But remember, this is only a month. So we have to keep it in perspective. It's not all bad. I'm actually laying out some of the tough stuff right now because I know people have a lot vying on this month. They want it to be different. And there is this thought, oh, it's a dragon coming in, which is like the year. So surely that's a good thing. It can be, but not for these two dragons, okay? It is tricky. It's going to be emotional, okay? You're going to feel that this April. You're going to feel a bit helpless. You want to end the suffering and stop the warring idiots in their tracks. But you can't. Only the powers that be can end this. And they foolishly think that they are in control. Neither is in control. Not one country is in control. The dragons have the lead this month, and their personal battle is what's on their agenda first. So what I want you to do is slow your world down and minimize your commitments, or you will create your own issues and actions that aren't planned correctly, okay? Simplify everything and protect yourself from negative influences by monitoring your news exposure and choosing when to engage in the media, okay? One of my favorite sayings is, say no and you will grow. Do not overextend yourself. If you're asked to help, smile and say, no, thank you, not right now. You can help them another time, but I need you to protect you right now. We've got another thing to layer in here, just because why not, right? Let's put it all on the table. Mercury retrograde is in full swing. It began April 1st, and technically it began a week before that. Retrograde is not some terrible, terrible thing, but it does cause issues. And one of the biggest ones that is why we're going to have some problems is communication. Communication goes sideways. It's misunderstandings. It isn't that everyone's bad. It's just people misunderstand what was said. It also takes a person backwards. We have this longing. We want things to be what they were. We can't do that, okay? We're right here in the present. So know that you're going to sink down a little. You're going to revisit past transgressions and potentially blame yourself for whatever decisions you made. You're going to question decisions you've made. You're going to say, oh, if I'd made a different decision, I wouldn't be in this position right now. You probably would. And the bottom line is two things. You can't change the decision you made. You already did it. And the decision you made actually got you here. And that's not all bad. Even if you're struggling a bit, there are positives around you. You just may not be seeing them quite yet, but they're there. So we cannot go backwards. Nuh-uh, can't be done. Stay present and be exactly where you are right now. And this is a very good time to practice gratefulness. I actually pulled my gratitude journal out because I was having a bit of a few days as retrograde landed, and it was like, oh my God, can any more things go wrong? I had video editing issues. I had technical issues. I had a backup issue with my software. And I was like, are you kidding me? But you know what? I kept saying, you know what? Just take a chill pill. This is fine. But I realized that how I handle this is to pull out that gratitude journal I have and remind myself of all the wonderful things in my life. And I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Stay present and be exactly where you are right now. Now, don't look at the future either, as that is an undetermined outcome right now. And pinning hopes on something that we don't know what it is will be your undoing. Okay? It doesn't matter how hard we think about it, we don't know what the future is right now. Use Mercury retrograde to reminisce, to heal, and to grow from the past. Learn from your mistakes and you will do better next time. And you actually, which doesn't mean you did wrong to get here. It just means that if you want to do different next time, you will if you've learned from that. And for the love of God, we hope the warring idiot leaders start to think about how they can begin to change things. They won't necessarily want to change it yet, but if we could just get them to go back and think, oh shoot, look at this. We have made these mistakes and we have an opportunity to clear some of them up now. Now, that's wishful thinking on my part. I don't think they're ready for that yet, but they will get there in time. So if we think about that's what I want you to do, what do I want you to avoid in April? Well, grand gestures and overpromising more than you can deliver. I already touched on it a little bit, right? Streamline your schedule and over-deliver on what you under-promised. Effectively, turn April into a positive. Don't step on a soapbox to save the world. Remember those dragons in Game of Thrones? Put yourself on a soapbox. That dragon's going to see you pretty darn quick, and they can zone in on you very quickly and take you down. So just lower everything. And I know I'm being a little bit cheeky with the Game of Dragons, but I felt it was the best visual to put in your mind. Think about the dragons that took out the town that time when she was pissed off, right? That's what I want you to think of. Just step back. Otherwise, you will create an issue. Now, something that's on everyone's mind is the solar eclipse on April 8th. Now, of course, it depends where you are in the world, whether you will see it. Well, I'm quite grateful that where I am, it's not really a full eclipse, it's a partial. And no, I won't be watching. I don't want you to either. Why? Well, because I said so. Do you really need to ask me why? All right, okay, you want more. I get it. Something scientific and tangible. Well, solar eclipses are harmful to the eye. So even if you have protection, so that's your first logical one, right? That's why I don't want you to do it. More than that, in Chinese metaphysics, we always avoid a solar eclipse, as they are famous for causing long-term issues if you look into the energetic interaction right when it happens. You're going to have to hear me now and trust me later on this one. Now, there's some great links online. I'm not going to try and put them here. You go find them. NASA's one that I like, and they talk all about what the solar eclipse is, where it will be, what time, da-da-da-da-da. My advice, though, please don't watch it while it's occurring. Stay inside. You don't have to hide, but just stay inside and be busy and do other things. Avoid this, please. It's not like a lunar eclipse. A lunar eclipse is something quite different and something quite positive. Solar eclipses aren't, especially one that's in a dragon month, in a dragon year. So please stay away from the eclipse. All right, let's move into some feng shui, because you know I love to give you some advice on how to maximize your environment so you can achieve your results. So we've got some beneficial areas in April, and we've got two not so good ones. So the first one that's great is the Southwest. This has an energy that's very fast moving and about career opportunities. So if you're looking for that new job, you're trying to upskill, you're trying to get promoted, use the Southwest for your thinking, your planning, your note taking, your journaling, maybe even your phone calls. But be ready to take action though. This is not for the timid who are thinking about it. This is an energy that says, let's go. Now, the second area that's good is the East. So if you can look where that is in your home. This is an incredibly wise influence at this month of April. So if you need some spiritual guidance, this is your location to spend some time and ask some of those deep, thought-provoking questions. Now, if you layer that in with the fact that it's Mercury retrograde, you're going to be doing some self-work here, which is really, really good. Now, two problematic energies, where would they be? Or areas, I should say. Well, the West. Avoid this like the plague. There's nothing good to use in the West this month. So avoid it, please. And if you can't avoid it, play some metallic music, which is like piano music, classical music. Just keep the area soothed with a metallic sound, because the energy there is fraught. It's not a happy energy, and it's going to prevent you from achieving what you want. Now, the South, it's totally different. This one's all about, it's a bit risky for robbery. It's actually very hot in a real sense, so it's a bit of a fire hazard. So check that area and make sure everything's safe and secure. No combustibles, locks working, everything's secure. Okay, so it's a problematic area this month. Now, you may not be able to use or not use areas I've mentioned, but it's good that you are aware, all right? That's what we're doing here, awareness. Now, let's have a look at your horoscope, because I know that's always a big one, and I know I love to do this as well. So if you have got a picture of your astrology chart, pull it up on your phone now, or if you haven't, pop over to cheaprosam.com. You'll see calculators. Click on the Batsa calculator and get a screen grab of your birth date, okay? And let's dive in. So looking at your birth chart, do you have a dog in your chart? If you do, this is the big one. This is the big one that everyone's so scared about. It's a clash. Now, I'm one of these people that really feels that clashes can be used. They're about changing direction. They are evoking change. It means you're going to pivot, usually on a bit of a large scale, and it's okay. So it could be unexpected. You have to think of it like a clash. It's not a soft word, right? It's like clash. It's like it makes me think of thunder and lightning, so sudden. So that's okay, though. You might not be prepared for this, but I want you to look at it and consider it, because it might be the exact change that you need. Now, can you have a look at your chart? Do you have a rabbit in there? Well, if you have a rabbit, this one's not so great, because I've got to be honest. This is something called a harm. And when a harm pops forward, it will depend on where the rabbit is in your chart, year, month, day, or hour, as to what it's going to be. And it's often emotional. It's an emotional harm, so it can be sadness. But it can also be sometimes physical harm. Like I said, it does depend on where it is in your chart and if you are a strong astrological chart or a weak one. Doesn't mean you're strong and weak, it's the elements in your chart. But there is a harm afoot, so just be aware of your surroundings and be aware of your emotions, please. Now, do you have a dragon in your chart? And this is where my hand goes shooting up, because I do. This is that self-penalty that I was already talking about earlier, right? And I'm not a lover of this one. I mean, I have to deal with it because it's in my chart. So it circles around with months, days, and years. And I've got to admit, it's not pretty. And it is self-explanatory, right? It's something you do to yourself. So how do I handle that? Well, I've had a lot of experience because I'm not 29 anymore. So I've dealt with this for quite a while. I get help. So when I approach a month like this, like for example, I'm today going off on a retreat for a weekend where I'm going to be doing some self-work. I'm also presenting. I'm presenting a New Year talk. I'm presenting a workshop on astrology and I'm leading Tai Chi and Qigong in the morning. So I'm actually quite busy. But overall, the retreat is a getaway because I know the best way to start this April month is to actually get away, is to set myself up calmly because otherwise my own actions will undermine me. So that's what you need to think about as well. And again, it will depend on where it is in your chart, but it's your own actions. So just run things by friends. If you've got this grand idea or if you're annoyed because you think someone did you wrong or something, maybe ask a friend what they think because the chances are you're blowing it out of proportion, okay? Now, do you have an ox in your birth chart? Okay, if you do, this is something called the destruction. And again, it's it sounds really bad. The words they have in Chinese astrology do sound a bit negative, but this one can be used to change your habits. This one is all about destroying something that's possibly blocking you. So yes, occasionally something comes in and something of yours is destroyed. But generally, if you know this is coming, you can use it to change something. But it's more than a change. It's not the clash. This is a you really are going to say, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to change this because this is not productive for me. This is not helping me. I'm going to reset my rhythm here. I'm going to reset my habits. So use this month to do exactly that. Now, the last one we've got is, do you have a rooster in your birth chart? I don't. I wish I had one this month because the rooster combines with the dragon. So this is really great because it softens things. These two are friends, okay? They're kind of like, hey, bud, let's go for a beer. So when you have a rooster in your chart and we're in a dragon month and a dragon year, you're not going to be hit as hard as some of the rest of us because there's a secret buddy system there that's good. So use this to connect with people, to network, to possibly collaborate because it's a great connection for you. Now, as we close up this podcast, what I want to say is safeguard you amidst the turmoil of the world, okay? So simplify your actions, be kind to yourself, and if you slip and know it's just a moment in time, okay, it's just a moment in time. But really, remember, say no when you grow. Stop doing too much. Do not try to save everybody else. And I don't mean the word save. Don't try to do too many things for other people. Put yourself first. I know this year is tough. I'm having to work just as hard as you to stay positive, motivated, and mobilized. It is not easy. I do a lot of journaling right now. I do a lot of walking. I am constantly resetting my mind and saying, and making sure that I focus on the positive, right? I actually talk to myself and say, no, Sam, you could look at that as a mistake, or you look at it and say, look what you've learned from it and look how it got you to this next step. So know that, okay? Dive into a good book that touches your soul and teaches your mind. And take a break from those online streaming stuff because they just mesmerize, but they don't give us what we need long term. Yes, I'm just like you. I will go and turn Netflix on at the end of the day sometimes, but I'm really going to turn that back this month. I'm going to slow it down and make sure I'm reading, maybe listening to podcasts that are more educational and help me on a different level. I'm going to push the entertainment aside because it's not what we need this month. Focus on making a difference in your life and implement steps that empower you with options and opportunities. Remember, you didn't get this far to only get this far. And the dragons will calm down, just not quite yet. All right, now if you haven't done so already, head over to Qipro Sam and get your personal video forecast for April because they are up and they are freaking amazing. And you can try them for free, so just go and try one. You will love them. And I will chat to you on our next podcast. Have a brilliant day. See ya.